It's a curious thing, it seems to me, that Barnes did not republish that poem in any of his collections. Almost all of the eight original Rusticus, not all, but almost all of the eight, were republished in a collection, Poems of Rural Life in the Dorset Dialect, 1844. But for some reason, it puzzles me. He didn't republish that one, which I find very moving. But after that sadness, we come to our last poem, last of today's poems, from which, of course, I take the title of the whole show, A Bitter Sly Courtin'. One of Barnes's most popular poems. Late in life, Barnes used to give public readings of his poems, never for money. He wouldn't take money. And I would like to think that Barnes would be pleased to know that his poems are being read and enjoyed 12,000 miles from where he wrote them, more than 150 years after they were first published. And okay, for money, but it's not going into anybody's pockets. It's money in a good cause, two good causes. One is libraries, the Barsmith Library, to which I owe many, many hours of happiness and, I hope, industry. And I say thanks to Paul Wilkins, the deputy librarian who's with us today, for letting us use this lovely Ira Raymond room. And the other cause, Alzheimer's. For which I have a selfish reason for supporting Alzheimer's, because I can't do my students' names and haven't been able to do them for years, and I'm scared of what's coming. So, But to look back on the bright side again, ladies and gentlemen, A Bitter Sly Courtin', Rusticus Procus, the countryman pursuing or wooing. I don't think you'll need any vocabulary. Well, perhaps one word which comes from cider making. You remember that Somerset and Dorset, particularly Somerset, but also Dorset, these are the big cider making counties in England. And at one point, the word pummy is used, which Barnes defines as follows. Pummy, short for pumice, from French pomme, an apple. The dry substance of apples after the cider is expressed from it. Well, it'll be interesting for you to see where that fits into this poem. Which, by the way, this is, as you'll see, this is rather contentious poem. But for our readers, there's a very happy ending, because their courtship worked out all right. Michael and Prue Pole, and to prove it, they have just produced Baby Jonathan, whose acting career has already begun. As Prue tells us in the program, he began at the top playing baby Jesus.